Hi guys, I'm Sean, this is Holly.
Hello.
And welcome back to another episode of Travel Troubles. Well, it's not just...
It's another season.
It's a complete new season.
Series.
Series, season, depends on...
Series is the British term, season is the American term.
And if you notice that we've kind of changed things up this year, if you're watching us and not listening to us, you'll notice that we are in a car. Oh, that was my sunroof. I better be careful of that. Oh, look.
Change the lighting. Talk about inconsistencies.
Wow. yes, completely different series. And we are spending this series in our banger.
Yes.
It goes Coralines? Coralines?
Correlates.
Coincides.
I don't know. Coincides or correlates. It's the same.
With our playlist that we're currently doing, which is Britain in a Banger, where we travel in this banger in Britain. We're currently in a little car park.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. And we've had quite an interesting couple of weeks. How long has it been since we've done one of these?
Like a month.
I know. It's like every week, it's like, should we do Travel Troubles yet?
I keep meaning to do it, and I keep reminding Sean, we need to film the podcast, and then... It's just been adjusting back to UK life and back to work and the cold weather and trying to see family and friends, and we just haven't had time.
Yeah, and we've been like, oh, let's do a podcast. And it's like, and then we're like, oh, it's been such a while now. And we're like, we've got to do the podcast. And it's got to be special because it's our first one back.
Yeah, we didn't want to just do it for the sake of doing it because that's not fair on anyone watching either or listening.
And we did that the first series of the podcast. It was very like... We live in the Lake District and work's been really hard this week. And
so we're going to try and stick to a schedule of
Every week. Every
but
Thursday.
But if we don't lose your mind. Life happens, life gets in the way, and we don't want to just put it out for the sake of putting it out.
Yeah, so this reason is not going to be as strict for putting it out, but... Yeah, that's a really bad way of putting it. But...
It's not going to be as strict with scheduling, but yeah. It should still be.
It's pretty good. And the reason why we filmed it today is because we've actually done a little bit of travelling, went to a new place.
Went and got my eyes tested.
Yeah, went to...
Barnard Castle. And if you know, you know.
It was out yesterday for you guys if watching. You'd have seen that on Wednesday, which was yesterday. And obviously, it being Thursday today.
Well done, Sean.
6 p.m, yeah. So look, my scheduling in my head is all there. You're like... Yeah, whatever, I don't care.
No.
So you guys are now only on a 1 week delay from us, because when we were travelling around Thailand...
Southeast Asia.
You were on a 2 week delay from real life.
Because we didn't want you stalking us.
So now you're only on a week delayed, because you guys can probably stalk us quite easily, no matter where we are. Let's not just do any stalking, guys. That's probably the best way of doing it. It's been quite an interesting week. Interesting month, shall we put it? Where do you want to start with it? So we got back... Where was we last? We was in Bangkok, weren't we?
Nearly a month ago.
And we've done a lot.
It was a month ago. When did we fly home? The
26th.
Like, so I'm just shy of a
month. Yeah. And since then, we've got a car, we've travelled... We've seen Essex, my hometown. Mm-hmm. And we've seen... Well, my home county, sorry. And we've seen your... Well, we went up to Scotland.
Up to Scotland, over to Newcastle.
And Barnard Castle. Park. And you went up to Scotland this week alone.
Yeah, I did.
And, yeah, you had a good time, did you?
I did.
But what was your... Again, you did in Glasgow before. We've done a lot of Glasgow. But what was your favourite thing when you're going back up to Glasgow?
It's just home.
Yeah, it's nice to see.
Yeah, it's like people can bag on Glasgow all they want, but at the end of the day, it's nostalgia for me.
Oh, to be fair, I still rate Glasgow as a really good place for food.
It's not what it was.
Yeah. Talking about good food, we went to Barnard Castle today.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got really good bakeries up there. Mm-hmm. Like, if you like a really...
artisan bakery, yeah.
If you like those, like, fresh bakery cafes, then that's the place for you.
There's a lot.
And it's really good. If you wonder why we're looking around, there's people around us at the moment.
But it's dog walkers, and we're definitely going to get weird looks.
Definitely. Just in the car filming. When we did the intro to the bangers, we literally was at the top of in the Lake
District. Surprise
view. And we're waiting for these guys to leave their car so we could film. And they just didn't want to leave. They started getting out of their packed lunch.
Everyone runs on lake time.
It's painful.
There's never a hurry for anything.
No. And it's so weird being back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Another thing that I was noticing when I was walking around Asia, everyone, when I had my camera out, everyone was like, oh, you film? Awesome, film me, yeah. film this. And today we went to Barlow Castle. I went to the cafe that was talking about.
And you asked for their consent?
I asked for the consent, like normal. Yeah. And it's so weird to get the whole, oh, let me just check my manager speech, yeah. where before it's like, oh, no, brilliant, you get to...
Yeah. Please promote our company here. Yeah.
Asia had this, like, whole mindset of, oh, someone's coming in with a camera, they must, like... They're going to give us good publicity.
Yeah.
Here, they're so scared that you might say something bad.
Negative about them,
about
them, yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's hard. But like the artisan place we walked into was so beautiful, you couldn't.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, you know, it's just being back. It's just.
It's a different way of life here. It's definitely a slower pace of life. I always thought that the UK was quite bustling, but it is in cities. But day to day life, it's not.
No.
Not compared to the chaos that is Thailand and Vietnam.
That was chaos. That was a good time though. We had a lovely time in there. But if you're new to this podcast, you don't know what we're doing here because I haven't really told you. I've just went on and just chatted about our lives and about us.
That's because we're assuming it's in the third series, and if you're not listening, then what have you done with your life?
Well, there might be new series, new people, you know. So us. We talk about what we've done this week, travel-wise, and we talk about our travel troubles with each other. And they're normally the fun part, and that's what people really tune in for. They really want to know what we really disliked about each other today. And I'm going to start this week. Yes. Holly already knows what this isn't going to be, don't you? I know. Happened today. we were travelling to Barnard Castle. And she told me to go on the second exit of a roundabout. And the reason why she told me the second exit, which I went down and had a go at me for going down the wrong exit, is because the first exit doesn't count because you know it's not that one, is her excuse. So you don't count that one because
when
you know...
I'm sorry. When the first exit is an onslip to the motorway...
Yeah, but you still...
But it's an, no.
You can still get onto the motorway.
But it's an onslip to the motorway to go north. You're not going to Scotland,
still
Sean.
Still count it. It's...
The next one is Penrith Town, which we don't want to go to either.
So it's the third exit.
No. No.
If it was an off-slip of the railway, I'd have let you get it. You said it was an onslip and it wasn't onslip.
And an off-slip. Yeah. Technically, you didn't count that one, so technically the one you were meant to go down was the fourth.
No.
Because if you felt like it, you could have just went down the off-slip and just caused chaos.
And that was my problem with Holly. So directional skills, she needs to learn. One thing we did apply for during our time, and which is quite funny because ironically we applied for...
Race across the world.
I don't know if we hear anything back from them, but hopefully we will. And we applied for it saying that neither of us know how to read a map. So please let us go.
And we barely tolerate each other's existence.
Yeah, so it'd be brilliant if we did go on that. But it was just something we applied for a lot last...
Sean wanted to do it 2 years ago and we never got around to actually filming the video for it and then...
Yeah, so you have to apply for it and then it's like all these questions, you're like, oh yeah, and then it says, please do a little video yourself. You're like, oh. And you think...
Just go on the YouTube Funny Backpacker and watch that.
You know, look, we film videos all the time and we were still like, oh, that's just too much effort. So this year we actually applied for it properly. Mm-hmm. And my positive for you this week... I actually got positive. It was the fact that Holly went to Scotland and left me for a couple of days, which was...
I left you for like 19 hours.
And it was nice. It was lovely.
Wow.
But my positive for you...
My positive is that you were nowhere near me for a whole day. It was great. Can you tell we've been together nearly 3 years?
Yeah. My positive was the fact that I still missed you when you left and you came back. And it was my positive. It was nice that you went away, but also it was nice that you came back. You came back to me.
That
right.
is not a positive. No, that's like a backhand compliment.
No, it was nice that I was able to miss you. Like, even though we spent all this time together, I still enjoy your company.
It was nice I didn't have to look at your ugly mug for like a whole 12 hours.
I appreciate I had an ability to...
Anyone else want to give Sean a shovel right now? You know, where the car park is, I could easily just make you disappear and nobody would know.
I can imagine there's a couple of bodies around here.
Oh, there's got to be.
Anyway, so what's your positives and negatives then from me?
Well, my positive would be that you actually told me to go to Glasgow, but not the way you put it. If I'd known it was going to be your positive, I wouldn't have made it my positive for you. Because... I had a Sunday night off. Sean was working like six in a row or something. So you don't have a day off. And I was like, well, I've got an entire day off. I'm not going to get out of the valley because I don't know how to drive. And buses at this time of year is just full of old fogies. So I was like, I don't really want to go anywhere.
And it takes forever to get anywhere by bus.
Other than home, it happened that my best friend, a friend of the podcast, had the same night off as well. I was like, so annoying that I don't know how to drive because I could have just drove back to Glasgow and it wouldn't have been an issue. But I was like, I'm really indecisive, as you probably know, if you've listened to any of the videos on the Funny Backpacker channel. And I literally had to go, you need to tell me to go. I can't make this decision, you need to tell me to go. And you were like, you're going. Well, all right.
Now it makes me sound like a right, like, yeah, no, you go! Cause
no, you were like, you're just going to be annoyed sitting there. And I was like, yeah, you are right. So yeah. Sean's the reason that I was hungover on Monday.
Oh, you were precious on the Monday you got back. You did bring us some donuts back as well, so that should also be a positive. That was some good donuts. And the fact that you were so hungover that you didn't finish your breads, meat bread, like, sandwich, which I was had the next day, which was also...
And it was nice enough to give you, because I was like, oh, I've kind of offered it to him whilst it was rough. Now I kind of want it. But I've already said he can have it, so I guess I'm just going to have to let him
But
have
you also
it.
Don't eat normally...
I don't really like reheating meat, though.
So.
Not that. I don't mind reheating meat if it was me that cooked it.
Yeah.
Because then I know. But if it's... someone else. No, you're all right.
So what's my negative this week?
Your existence.
Wow. Just straight in there, straight on week one back at this. Your existence is the reason why.
Sean's negative is that he gets annoyed at me because I, thanks to my mother, have the emergency foot brake.
Oh.
I don't know why it's worse in this car. I think it's because it's really low, because I'm not normally as bad as I am, but also...
The putting the foot down every 2 seconds.
When you've just gotten a... Like, put yourself in my shoes, right? First time that we got in this car and you tried to drive it.
Yeah.
You hadn't drove a manual in a year and a half, so you stalled it 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
And then you thought the car was broken because you couldn't get the handbrake to go down. Like, he didn't put a lot of faith in me being in this car with him.
This car was a good £380.
So...
The foot brake. There's nothing worse, right? You're coming up to a truck.
No, because the person in front of you done an emergency brake earlier.
He didn't. He put his brake on.
No, he didn't. It was on for a solid 5 seconds, this guy's brake.
Shit, but also the fact is I have such a good braking distance from anyone. So I'm like, all right, just
put on my person.
So
it's because I've got my new specs. So I can actually see a
close. So also there was a massive truck behind me. So what I do is, because I've got a good braking distance, I just put the brake on ever so slightly, the car doesn't even slow down, but the light goes on for the truck, so he knows I'm about to slow down, and then put my foot on, so I don't get hit up the bum. But no, Holly just wants us to slam the brakes on.
No, I don't. I want you to go slower than what you did.
And this is the problem with Holly.
The problem with Sean is that he gets annoyed when people go up his arse and brake, but that's what Sean done.
Didn't go anywhere near his arse.
Yeah, he did.
Well, it was perfectly fine.
And he could have reversed and crushed us.
It could have reversed by about 20 feet. He could have crushed us.
You were not 20 feet away from him. That is an exaggeration and a half. There was maybe 5.
Whoa.
Maybe 5 feet.
No way.
Yep.
You could have easily laid two of me down.
Nah.
Easy. That's at least 12.
Nah.
12.2.
Nah.
On a good back day.
It doesn't help that... You done something earlier in the day. You were trying to foot around with something or the radio. This car is that old that it comes with a tape deck, so we have to have a Bluetooth transmitter that goes into
the
cigarette lighter, which I don't think cars come with anymore.
I don't think they do. It's not the old style cigarette lighters.
Which everyone, if you were born in the 90s, have definitely burnt yourself on one of these.
Oh, my sister, literally, there was a hole in my nan's car just in between the seats, like here. And she patched it up with the fabric, but it was like a different colour blue and a different colour, like, pattern. And it was always in her Focus. And I just remember it being there because Emma literally went boop and boop. I don't know how she didn't burn herself, but, you know.
Oh, I touched myself with it. Oh, yeah. as a kid.
They're the most entertaining things ever because you can click it in, it lights up. Wow, there's so many people around us right now.
Yeah.
just like there's a dog literally just about to climb over the car and yeah.
We're probably on the path and the walkers are like, excuse me, I need to
walk. There's probably a manhunt going on right now. They're probably looking for someone's body.
It's like, also notice something else about them.
What?
None of them have got appropriate shoes on.
No, but they all look like they look like
I'm just
from,
going out for a Sunday store.
They look like they're from Emmerdale. That's the best way of describing them. They're all like
they're all
kitted
in,
out in
khaki and camel and
I'm in my outdoor whatever clothes, but it's just not. It's just like stylish barber jackets and whatever.
You hear this, Dad?
Whoa. So I was not insulting your dad there. Your dad's got some good boots.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Which he wears year-round with shorts. No matter the weather.
You hearing this, Gilbert? Yeah, so I don't know what I was going to say before all these people turned up.
Before we were rudely interrupted.
No, it's bad. Yeah, it's just nice to...
You know what my positive should have been?
What? What should have your positive been?
Do you want me to tell you?
Go on, then.
This is where I told you to film the podcast.
Did you not see the people?
Not the car park.
What? Oh, yes. So originally, I was struggling with the whole, doing another year of the podcast and going, got to do the podcast again. I don't want to do it in the room. It's very cliche. We did it first time we were doing it. And I was like,
what we want to do with the podcast is actually filming on a day that we've actually travelled and done something. So we actually still are talking about our travel troubles and not just... Our 9-to-5 work issues.
as much as our living job is very travel related,
yeah,
we've done that. We've completed that. Like, and also the last thing we want to do is keep talking about the job. This season we've kind of said to ourselves,
it got a bit repetitive.
Also, it got very depressing because we talked about the job. And it's like
all we're doing was just moaning. Yeah.
And like last year, we talked about the buses a lot. I think the buses were our favourite moan.
And people.
People in the later. Two things that we're not doing this season is trying to avoid the buses around here.
And we're trying to get out of the Lake District when we can.
Yeah, not dealing with people in Keswick. Oh. So we haven't even been. We've stopped at booths in Keswick
a couple of times,
but we haven't touched Keswick town yet. I think that's.
No.
I think if we can avoid that as long as possible, I think we'd be happy.
Did we not go through town once?
No, we didn't stop in it and walk, did we?
No. Which is a shame because I really like Java.
It's like Java. To be fair, we've been there that much. We've got our favourite places. We like Java. We like this.
Lake Road Brunch.
Lake Road Brunch and the camping, the Conquer Trading Post.
Conquer Trading Post, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But the three of our places that we would go in Keswick, but we'll wait until we're desperate and we're that bored.
We'll wait until we're skint and we'll go to Keswick.
It's not even skint, it's just the we can't be bothered to go too far, but we need to get out the valley. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to this season. This season's going to be completely different. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very upbeat and we're going to be happy the whole time and we're going to have no travel troubles about each other. That's a lie. We're going to be travelling further. We're going to be hopefully staying out a little bit more. We've got a lot of places we want to see this year as well.
More of England because we've seen quite a lot of Scotland.
North Wales as well.
Yep.
And obviously this sort of North England, yeah. But yeah, we want to see a lot of places. We're looking forward to showing you all that. And this year's going to be a fun year, I think. And if you are coming here from Thailand and this is the first video you've seen, and don't worry, they're not all grey videos. There is some blue skies.
There's a smidgen of blue sky.
I
you
can
literally
see
have
blue,
like a stripe blue sky, and the rest is just grey cloud. Which just took a lot of adjusting.
Tomorrow, it could be the lowest temperature recorded for the 26th of April.
It snowed today, though. Yeah. Well, sleet.
Sleet is mad.
On the road today.
Such a cold city. And I can tell you it's cold because my YouTube videos for places like Oban, Cranlarrick, and Scotland haven't picked up this year. Normally they pick up every year, quite a seasonal videos.
Mm.
This year they just haven't picked up yet. And it's it's so cold. People are not planning to travel yet. So if you are thinking about travelling, start planning it now. It's probably going to be quite a cheap start to planning the season.
There's going to be a lot of
crash deals on it. So
yeah, because the supply is not meeting the demand.
No,
the demand's not meeting the supply.
We were just talking about it earlier that no one has mentioned on Facebook that I booked myself on holiday.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know if it's the fact that people can't afford it this year.
Probably, but it's expensive.
It is very expensive. Especially places around here are expensive as well. Lake District is very expensive. You can't.
I keep getting advertised crashed flights prices for like Canada and the States, and go to Florida, and because most people normally book this time of year to go to Walt Disney World, and it's just not.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah. So that's our one thing for you guys. Book your flights now if you can do, because during the summer they shoot up, and that's even like your cheap. So one thing that I have found out, if you say you're booking your flights for the winter time, in the summer, it's more expensive to book them in the summer. Wait again till the winter period.
Yeah.
So, yes, for example...
You can either book them before summer hits or book them after summer's left, yeah.
And you can get your winter prices for summer trips if you book them in the winter. That makes sense to you guys. But, it's definitely best to book them now. Next couple of weeks, they'll start going up. This paycheck would be your last... probably chance before you get summer prices. Another thing, we're now booking.com VIPs. We've spent that much money anyway. I think that's all for this week. I think we're looking forward to having you back for Travel Travels.
Yep.
Hopefully every week at Thursday at 6 p.m. but if we're not here, then don't worry about it.
Go back and watch the old ones.
We'll be here next week. There'd be another video. You can normally tell because I'll release a video where we've travelled to the day before, probably.
Yeah.
Or a couple of days before, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're definitely going to release a video. Yeah. I'll see you again.
Next Thursday.
And I'll see you.
Maybe.
And I'll see you again.
Soon.